Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
The BAFTA nominations are out and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer leads the charge with 13 nominations. With the black comedy, Poor Things, with 11 nominations, including Best Actress for Emma Stone. That's done a lot, hasn't it? Poor Things, it's snuck up in all of the award ceremonies and has nicked all the awards. Now, Barbie's received 5 nominations, including one for Margot Robbie for Lead Actress and Supporting Actor for Ryan Gosling. If you want to see the full list of nominations, they're now up and the BAFTAs get underway in London on February 18th.
Now, if you're looking for a meaty drama to sink your teeth into, then FX's feud, Capote vs. The Swans, is for you. It tells the story of acclaimed writer Truman Capote, once a confidant to society's most elite women, whom he nicknamed The Swans. However, his act of betrayal effectively destroyed those relationships, banished him from high society, and sent him into a spiral of self-destruction of which he would ultimately never recover. Starring Tom Hollinger, Naomi Watts, Diane Lane, Calista Flockhart, Chloe Sevigny, and more, the series hits FX on the 31st of January.
Wow.
We made New York the capital of the world.
The center of everything. And who is at the center of that center?
Truman Capote.
He's our great protector and our best friend. We tell him everything.
These are portraits of friends who have shared their deepest secrets with you.
Why would you want to hurt them?
This is what a writer does.
Telling everyone about our secret life.
What are you going to do?
We destroy him.
He's finished.
Justin Timberlake has dropped the new single. He did it at his Memphis concert on the weekend. He debuted the new song titled Selfish.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, it's very JT. I love it. He also announced his new album in quite a Wes Anderson-style trailer, and it was voiced by Benicio Del Toro.
What do we have here? Did that say JT? Okay, that sunset is definitely not real. Ah, there's Justin. Why wouldn't he turn around? What the f*** is he staring at?
JT will also be a guest on The Tonight Show this Thursday with Jimmy Fallon, where I'm sure he'll discuss his album release in more detail.
And in an age of tyranny, the fate of the kingdom is on a knife's edge. Queen Daga? Is toppled by a revolution led by humble Joan. The Queen becomes a fugitive in her own land and embarks on a voyage to win back her throne. Starring Nicola Coughlan, Amy Lou Wood and Nick Frost, Seize Them is out in cinemas April 5.
Humble Joan, I challenge you to single combat. A fighting queen at last!
Your throne is lost.
When I was a girl, I watched my father punish traitors. He would cleave off their arms and shove them up their arses.
That's nice.
And then he would cleave off their arses and shove those up whatever remained.
Greetings, peasant!
Your queen needs clothes.
My name is Bobbik.
We'll walk to Fingerstone Rock to find new soldiers for the queen.
You're gonna need a horse.
They all died.
A dragon, then?
Yeah, they're not real.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.